Jesus hid himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Like Father, like Son, God often does hide himself. Not under the purple veils of Passiontide, but shrouded deep in some mystery of life. And for longer than a week or two, and we don't like it, not a bit of it. We chafe for the gloria of our Holy Saturday and its ultimate unveiling. We want to know the why. We want to know. But more than that, like our rulers anymore, we want to write the news. We want to dictate the outcome in advance. A great preacher in his day, a priest who published many sermon books, Father Clement Crock, tells the story of a boy who was a childhood friend of his who fell and was injured playing some game or another, and suddenly blood poisoning set in, and the child's life was despaired of. The boy's mother was more angry than grief-stricken, and most of all, she was determined not to lose her son. The doctor was dismissed. The priest was called in. He anointed the lad and gave him every blessing in the book, including the last. And finally, for the mother's consolation, he added this prayer, "Lord, if it be thy holy will, restore this stricken boy back to health." "No," said the mother, "not if it be thy will, it must be thy will. God must not take my child from me, and if he does, what kind of a God is he? Cruel, unjust, merciless." "No." The priest, profoundly shocked at this outburst, left the house in silence. Well, the boy did get better. The mother rejoiced to have her son back again. But as he grew stronger in body over the years, how quickly they pass, he grew weaker in soul, sunk in sin as he slouched towards adulthood, mouthy, lazy, violent if crossed, graduating from no school but that of petty crime to bigger ones, and finally a capital crime, which saw him clapped behind bars for the rest of his wasted life. And his mother, he had no use for her, not at all. "Would to God my son had died when he was innocent," said the mother to anyone who would listen. "I bear the blame," she accused herself. "I, who would have cursed God for taking him when he was a little child, if only he had, he would have saved his soul." The if onlys of life, they make you stop and think. There's wisdom in the old bluegrass hymn. I put it in the bulletin. You can look it up after Mass. It's called "Farther Along." Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Some seasons, God does hide himself and the wisdom of his ways. And then we must seek him with a quiet, trustful love, which today would seem almost quaint, and certainly out of date. If we fail to, why then we block the only way we have of knowing what's going on, which is to say by prayer, by seeking His holy face, the solace of God's presence in the storms of life. The irony of it is this. Today, we have to know and judge everything instantaneously. The choir sang, the priest read, Judicam me Deus, but for us it's not judge me, O God, it is Judico te Deus, I judge thee, O God. Ours is the information age, and our buzzword is transparency. And we have to discern this, that, and the other thing. And we forget that faith, St. Paul teaches, is the substance of things unseen. And that ours it is to adore God's will. Sometimes in silence and in the dark. And to judge ourselves and our actions and not God or man. Judge me, O God, let us pray it truly today, and not the other way around. Ours is an information age, 24/7, and some kind of a screen summons our attention day and night, way beyond the screen of a television set or in a movie theater. Why, there's email and Facebook and texting and Twitter and profiles and comments and the status of being liked or favorited, forwarded, and even tagged. I don't even know what that last one means. If this is not a religion, it has certainly replaced the exercises of religion for many once Catholic. We used to pray first thing in the morning, morning offering, three Hail Marys. At night, the act of contrition. And daily, we used to try to pray during the day. But now, first and last, and daily and so many times a day, there's that smartphone for dumb people, who used to pray, who used to seek the will of God and His peace. This past week, April Fool's Day, the church honored a very wise saint, Hugh of Grenoble. He lived 1,000 years ago. They say he suffered from Tourette syndrome. He was terribly tempted his whole life long to blasphemy. He hated, even as a bishop, receiving official reports, and he refused to listen to news for fear of detraction or at the least of dissipation. Be careful. Information is awfully addictive. It's a real danger, leaving us tired and nervous and anxious and antsy and impatient and way too shallow with our outlook on things. Hyperstimulated, but unknowing silence, even as we don't know what real darkness is anymore. We live enveloped in such a sea of artificial light that we do not see the stars at night. You, because of it, have swallowed as so much seawater an awful lot of propaganda while you thought you were informing yourself. But at least learn a lesson from the government with its highly sophisticated spying techniques, scooping up, they say, every day 5 billion cell phone records and storing them just in case. And justifying all of this by an official mythology, the all-powerful state has become a church. It has its catechism and its hierarchy. It has its high priests and prophets and carefully controlled propaganda of supposed threats and danger levels. They have their own clergy, missionaries, if you will, who actually go out and create and manipulate events to make us believe. And down, don't forget that, get down, fall flat on your face to adore the state. And to think that all of this religion replacement started just, 100 years ago with the telephone? And in earnest, just 50 years ago with one thing, the television news at night, with what they used to call the authoritative white man behind the desk, the anchorman who told you somebody's version of what was happening and elicited from you, from your intellect and from your will, your act of faith. And now there are so many competing voices, some of them screaming at you, some of them just beaming from silent, shining screens. Some actually may tell you the truth, if you're lucky, in your surfing. But our Lord, the Savior alone, is truth. Listen to Him. Check in with Him first and last every day. On this Passion Sunday, when so much of what is dear to us in the church, so much a part of the fabric of our lives, our statues and the crucifix, are hidden, shrouded, veiled in violet, you revolt. Pick up a stone against this disinformation revolution which has swept you up, and the truth with it. Let respect and privacy return. Turn it off for a while. Take a walk. Get outside today. Leave well enough alone. Sit in silence. See tonight, if you can see the dark. Start praying again. Stop prying. Stop spying. Stop speculating with your little bit of superficial information. God hides Himself. Shall not we? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.